Welcome to the 92nd Annual FFA Convention Expo in Indianapolis. I'm Pete Emmons with On Track Consulting, along with Ag Concerns Media Group, Kern Ag Media Concerns Group. And over the next few days, we're continuing to capture for you the very special sights and sounds of this year's Premium Ag Youth Leadership event. And to kick off our coverage, we are so blessed to be able to corral, and I do mean corral with the capital letters, once again, the communications manager of FFA. It's Christy Meyer. Hey, Christy, we've got you down here. We've got you belted in here. I didn't even have to bring the FFA super glue this year. So again, hey, thanks so much for stopping by here on your tracks. I know you've already gone through probably five or six pairs of shoes already since the convention started. We're so glad that you could stop, get your breath, and join us to really catch us up to all the exciting things that are going on here.
Yeah. Hi, Pete. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you again for letting me come on and share our wonderful FFA story. I haven't gone through shoes yet, but I have hit about 35,000 steps so far. So I think it's a good workout plan, not just for me, but for all the members here, because there's going to be a lot of walking this week for these kids.
So I think, do you have a national FFA Slim Fast contest or something like that for the delegates?
I feel like we should have FFA branded Fitbits. Maybe that's in the future years.
There you go. That's something to think about for the next go round for sure. Well, this is a really exciting year for FFA. You've had a lot of exciting things happening. And I know that one of the most exciting things is the anniversary and the celebration of the 50-year inclusion of females in FFA.
Yeah, we're so excited about that. So this marks the 50th anniversary of when the delegates made the motion to accept women into membership. So it's actually a two-year celebration. This year marks the motion, and then next year we will continue when they are members.
Okay, very good. And now it's grown to such a point that 50% of the delegates are officers in their chapters.
Yeah.
So with that, and over 45% of membership of all of your members are females.
Yeah, so it's a pretty close split, male-female membership overall, but 57% are in our leadership positions. So women definitely have a very large role in our organization.
All right. Not only that, but you announced recently, I believe in the last 2 months or so, that the growth of your overall membership has skyrocketed to over 700,000 now. Did I see that correctly?
700,190. I mean, if we want to be precise.
I am so sorry. I missed those 190. And I am so sorry if you're 190, if you're in that 190 group. My apologies to you for sure. Well, so that growth, what was your goal past year when we talked about growth nationally? Was that right on target, or did that exceed by far what you were looking at, or what?
Yeah, I think it exceeded a little bit. You know, we think there's so much potential for continued growth, and we're excited to see that. We know there's over 1 million in ag education, and we really want to see those who are in ag education become FFA members. So we'd love to see that number grow, especially by the centennial, to hit that 1 million mark. And we're just really excited to see that growth and know that we're offering this opportunity to so many students around the country and Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And we're excited that they see that there's a future in agriculture and that we're providing the future leaders.
And with the diversity and scope of over 200 ag careers out there, it certainly is a whole new world. With that, and the opportunities are unlimited across the board.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that these students are going to find when they're here. When they go into our expo, there's over 400 exhibitors, and they're going to see all of these different career paths. There's 8 different career paths, so they can look down those and see where could they potentially have a job. So there's a lot of opportunities for our students, and I'm sure that they're going to go far in life.
Absolutely. No question about that. Our future is in good hands in the ag business for sure. Well, 92 years for a convention, that is off the Richter scale. I do mean off the Richter scale. That does not just happen automatically. So what do you really attribute that dynamic growth to?
I think it's just to our organization as a whole. You know, our students are definitely career focused. I think this generation is looking for opportunities of what they can do to make a difference, and they're finding that in FFA. So not only are they finding opportunities for careers that they can do, they're finding opportunities to give back to their communities. They're finding that FFA offers those leadership skills that they can give back in their schools and their communities. And I think it's just an opportunity for them to belong. And that's something that we're really emphasizing. We want to be a welcoming organization, an inclusive organization, where somebody comes in and feels that they're home. Right, that they feel they're a part. And I feel that that's probably what they're finding when they join FFA.
it's basically an extended family, if you would, almost.
Yeah, and we kind of joke, especially as we like get convention started and start all the prep as you see everything going up, that we're starting a really big party and kind of a family reunion of 70,000 of our closest friends.
There you go. And what a party it is, folks. And it's hard for us to sit here and describe this or what it is. It's another thing to come here and actually experience it for sure. Well, lots going on, and you have seen a lot of evolution. And I have, my math is correct, it looks like you've been involved for over 18 years in FFA.
Yeah, so 17 years at FFA, but this is my 18th convention because of the way it falls. Okay. So yeah, so 18 conventions, seen a lot of changes, a lot of excitement, and I'm just excited to see all of the things that have changed and still remain the same. And when I say remain the same, it's that enthusiasm, it's that excitement, it's that anticipation you see on these FFA members' faces. Right. So currently they're all picking up their registration packets and they're walking, and you can see that they see where the expo is and can't wait for that door to open in a little bit. They see where other pieces are. There's a big button wall we have right now for our Living to Serve across the way, and you can see them like taking buttons and start collecting things. It's just that anticipation is something that I don't think ever changes, and that enthusiasm is so contagious. And honestly, I'll let you on a little secret. For those of us at National Staff, this week it fills our bucket.
It has to be your high. It's the culmination of everything that you've been working on.
It is. And that's what helps boost us up and gets us through the rest of the year.
And that was kind of leading into right what I was going to ask you next. And that simply is, with all your years of involvement, really, what's the freeze frame wow? And it sounds to me like the wow is seeing it come together with a convention, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. That opening session, when I see all of those blue jackets and hear those opening ceremonies, that's what does it for me. Which is funny, because I was not an FFA member, but having been around for a few years, it's that opening ceremony and hearing all of them say, "Why are you here?" It gives you little goosebumps.
I would say more than a little goosebump. Yeah, it's a whole rash, an
yes.
FFA rash too. So I can only imagine that you must have fantasize about blue jackets in your sleep continuously throughout this entire weekend and the weeks leading up to this convention. But what a great fantasy that is, and seeing everybody come together with it. Well, this is just such a loaded, packed schedule. There's so many pieces and components. We want to just have you break it down into some of these major areas to give our listeners a perspective of what's really happening here. So again, today, Wednesday, a lot of people, just as you said, just checking in, registering. Then a lot of things are kicking off here today. Tell us a little about the Blue Room.
Yeah, so one of the things that starts off today is the FFA Blue Room. It's the second year for it. It's an opportunity to really look at innovation and technology. And then during those sessions, we also have speakers, kind of like in a TEDx style. We have 15 speakers this year. So each session can hold about 500 people. So there's usually a waiting area. They go into the welcome portion, see a couple different things, and they do some hands-on with some startup companies, and then they listen to some speakers. And some of the speakers I'm pretty excited about. The one in particular is tomorrow. NASA Administrator James Bridenstine is going to be here, and I'm pretty stoked about that because I kind of like space. And then we have a former FFA member, Joya Massa, who will be speaking as well. And she works at NASA and is trying to discover how to grow food on Mars.
Food on Mars. We'll stay tuned on that one. And they won't just be, we're not talking about Mars bars here, folks. I don't think either, right, with that. And opening keynote speaker today, New York Times, Bob Goff.
Yeah, so we're excited to have Bob. He'll be this evening and then this morning or tomorrow morning. And that's something unique this year, too. Instead of having three opening sessions, we'll just have two because we've moved our location to Lucas Oil Stadium.
And of course, it's not just all work and competition. You have a jam-packed entertainment schedule. I noticed once again the rodeo is a very, very popular. That's been on the docket for many years, correct?
It has. And this year, there's three nights of rodeo, and they actually, I found out this morning, all three are sold out. And then, if somebody's not going to the rodeo, they have the option to go to a concert tonight. It is Old Dominion. Concert tomorrow night is Bright Young. And then we also have the Hypnotist, and he is always very popular with our students as well.
So again, a great way for everybody to let their hair down after the whole day of all the competition, getting settled in, and all of the other things that are really going on. And the shopping mall area too is just enormous. Cannot believe the size and scope of that.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about the shopping mall this year because the way we arranged it is you don't have to have credentials to go into the shopping mall because it's by registration, which means it's open to the public as well. So we're excited about that because convention is closed. It's just for those registered. But because of where we're located in the convention center, a lot of people in Indianapolis who work downtown will walk through the convention center so they stay out of the elements. So this is an opportunity for them to really to kind of see our brand and see FFA and still purchase. So we're kind of excited that they'll be able to kind of get a sneak peek at some of our merchandise.
And provide some support to FFA as well.
That absolutely.
Helps. But we do want to step aside and give a shout out to all of our sponsors that are making this broadcast possible. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, Linton County Iowa Farm Bureau. Well, Christy, there is so much going on. Other things going on here. You have starting day, the National Days of Service. We are going to be talking to Michelle Sullivan, who is over that once again this year. That's a part of FFA that I don't think that John Q. Public fully grasps or sees or understands that that's such an integral part of what you're doing. Speak to us a little bit about the Days of Service without spilling a whole bean.
Sure. Well, I think it's just indicative of what FFA does. We give back to our community. You know, that's one of the things that I think our students are attracted to with FFA is knowing that they're going to be able to give back to their community. So Days of Service is just a little glimpse for the city of Indianapolis to see what our students do on a larger level at their home communities. We will have 17 different sites. Michelle will go in a little bit of detail on that. And I do think that over the years, Indianapolis has started to realize it. When I'm out and about and I'll talk about students, they'll be like, oh yeah, I've seen those students. They've been doing this or this. So that giving back is really huge to the community and very appreciative.
And yeah, you can't put a dollar amount on that amount of service with 2,500 students involved in all of those sites. We'll talk to more Michelle about that, but that's amazing. And the other side of that coin is the overall economic impact and the impact in general of this convention right here with FFA too. I mean, what is the overall economic impact level?
Yeah, so the overall economic impact level is $39.8 million, or at least that's what it was last year. So we expect that to probably increase a little bit this year too, as with more people coming. So I think the city is very happy to have us and probably pretty thankful that we're staying here through 2031.
I was going to say, has that number, because it seems to me that that was going to be like 2021 or 2024, is that just in the last year been up to 2031?
It has. Last December, we announced that we were extending our stay in Indianapolis to 2031. So we're really excited to be in the city. They have a lot of opportunities for us. They have the space for us as we continue to grow, not just in the facilities with Lucas Oil and the Convention Center, State Fairgrounds, but also with all of the hotels that they provide for us. As you can imagine, that many people, we pretty much bring a city to a city for that week in October.
It's all good. Now, lots of other things going on. We can't go through all of these things, but again, there's an agri-science open fair today. Is that something that is held annually, or is that the first time for that?
Yeah, it's annual. We have an agri-science fair competition, which really lets our students who are interested in science kind of show their expertise, and it's always entertaining and interesting to watch it because I know that these are the students who are going to make a difference in the future, and they're our future leaders in science and industry.
Perfect. And the convention runs through Saturday. Convenience tomorrow. Again, lots of competition going on. That's Friday. It's a talent show on Friday as well.
Well, the talent show actually kind of goes throughout the week, so
okay.
It's pretty exciting. Yeah, and it culminates on Friday with the winner of the talent.
Okay, and then you get into the finals of all of the competitions, the career development events. How many total is it? About 24, 25 career development types of events?
Yeah, there's 24 career development events. We'll start hearing the winners Friday morning into Saturday. So they're out at the state fairgrounds competing and showing everybody what they've learned throughout the year.
And then when you culminate and you get to the very end on Saturday, you have, looks like, over 4,000 individuals getting the American Star Awards. That is fantastic. And then all of the Gold Star chapters being awarded as well.
Yeah, so the Gold Star chapters will be awarded actually tomorrow on
okay.
Thursday.
Okay.
And the American degree will be awarded Saturday morning.
Well, what a way to really end that on such a high note. So lots going on. People can follow the convention. You also have an app for the convention. Put that out there, too.
Yeah, so the app is FFA Events. They can follow along. We're streaming the convention in two different locations. They can go to FFA.org to follow one of the streams. RFD-TV is broadcasting it, gavel-to-gavel coverage, and then encourage everybody to go on social media and look for the hashtag FFA19.
And what's your final word to all the listeners out there about FFA and about the convention?
If you're not able to attend, please follow along. We would love to show you what our organization is all about. And when you do see an FFA member in your community, just take a moment, have a conversation, because these young people are absolutely amazing and have amazing stories to share.
Amen to that, Christy. Christy Meyer, the communications manager for the National FFA, has been our very special guest on this interview segment. Christy, again, cannot thank you for your outstanding support, your outstanding leadership. And, you know, Christy does, folks, have a puppy named Callie. And I told her before the show, I thought that Callie should be the unofficial pet mascot of FFA this year. And I'm sure that Callie is somehow involved in the FFA, if not wearing at least a blazer or something, when all said and done. You've got to deal with that.
Yeah, you know, I will say that when I went to the center over the weekend to pick stuff up, Callie was right there with me. So she's been amidst all the boxes that I've schlepped from place to place. So I don't think that she would be welcome at convention, but I'm sure she would love to see all the FFA members.
Well, there you go. Well, kudos to you again for your outstanding leadership, and kudos to all the national staff for putting on such a premier ag leadership event. Look forward to talking to you more. And again, have a great day. Thanks so much for your time and professional talent being here with us this morning. And we will now unbuckle you, and you can go ahead and skate on to your next multi-assignment things that you're working on for the convention. Thanks so much, Christy.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate it.
We'd also like to do a final shout out to all of our broadcast partners: the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, Clinton County Iowa Farm Bureau, Culver's Restaurant of Marysville, Ohio, Liberty National Bank of Marysville, UT's Farm Market of Plain City, Ohio, Holbrook and Manter, CPAs of Central Ohio, Joey Hanley, Ameriprise Financial Agent, Walnut Crossing Assisted Living and Memory Care of Marysville, Ohio, as well as 1 Mile East Show Goats of Iowa, the Ohio Farm Bureau of Union, Delaware, and Madison Counties, the Union County, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Union County, Ohio Ag Association. Your patronage and support is truly appreciated. Thank you so much for making a difference. Well, join us again throughout the 92nd Annual Convention. You can follow us on the iowaagnet.com site for our next broadcast. Until then, this is Pete Emmons saying, make it an agri-great day.